Krishna Book, Canto 5, Parakiya Rasa, Chapter 31, Scene 1, Songs by the Gopis. The Gopis prayed, "My dear Krishna, ever since you took birth in this land of Brajabhumi, everything appears to be glorious. The land of Vrindavan has become glorious, and it is as if the goddess of fortune is personally always existing here. But it is only we who are very unhappy, because we are searching for you, but cannot see you with our greatest effort. Our lives are completely dependent upon you. Therefore, we request that you again come to us. My dear Krishna, you are the life and soul even of the lotus flower that grows on the water of lakes, made transparent by the clear rains of autumn. Although the lotus flowers are so beautiful, without your glance they fade away. Similarly, without you, we are also dying. Actually, we are neither your wives nor your slaves. You never spent any money for us, and yet we are simply attracted by your glance. So now, if we die without receiving your glance, you shall be responsible for our death. Certainly the killing of women is a great sin. And if you do not come to see us and we die, you will suffer the reactions of sin. So please come and see us. Do not think that one can be killed only by certain weapons. We are being killed by your absence. You should consider how you are responsible for killing women. We are always grateful to you because you have protected us many times from the poisonous water of the Yamuna, from the serpent Kaliya, from Baka Asura, from the anger of Indra and his torrents of rain, from the forest fire, and so many other incidents. You are the greatest and most powerful of all. It is indeed wonderful for you to protect us from so many dangers. But we are surprised that now you are neglecting us at this moment. Dear Krishna, dear friend, we know very well that you are not actually the son of Mother Yashoda, or the cowherder man Nanda Maharaj. No, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Supersoul of all living entities. You have, out of your own causeless mercy, appeared in this world, being requested by Lord Brahma for the protection of this world. It is by your kindness only that you have appeared in the dynasty of Yadu. O best in the dynasty of Yadu, if anyone afraid of this materialistic way of life takes shelter at your lotus feet, you never deny him or her protection. Your movements are sweet, and you are fully independent, touching the goddess of fortune with one hand, and in the other, bearing a lotus flower. And that is your extraordinary feature. Please, therefore, come before us and bless us with that lotus flower in your hand. Dear Krishna, you are the killer of all the fears of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. You are the supremely powerful hero. And we know that you can kill the unnecessary pride of your devotee, as well as the pride of women like us. And you do this simply by your beautiful smile. We are simply your maidservants and slaves. Please, therefore, accept us by showing us your lotus-like beautiful face. Dear Krishna, actually, we have become very lusty, having been touched by your lotus feet. Your lotus feet certainly kill all kinds of sinful activities of the devotees who have taken shelter there. You are so kind that even the ordinary animals take shelter under your lotus feet. Your lotus feet are also the residence of the goddess of fortune, and yet you danced on the head of the Kaliya serpent with those lotus feet. So now we are requesting you to kindly place those lotus feet on our breasts and pacify our lusty desires to touch you. O Lord, your attractive eyes, like the lotus, are so nice and pleasing. Your sweet words are so fascinating that they please even the greatest of scholars, who also become attracted to you. We are also attracted by your speaking and by the beauty of your face and eyes. Please, therefore, satisfy us by your nectarian kisses. Dear Lord Krishna, words spoken by you or words describing your activities are full of nectar, and simply by speaking or hearing your words, one can be saved from the blazing fire of material existence. Great demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are always engaged in chanting the glories of your words. They do so to eradicate the sinful activities of all living entities in this material world. If one simply tries to hear your transcendental words, then he or she can very quickly be elevated to the platform of pious activities. For Vaishnavas, your words give transcendental pleasure, and the saintly persons who are engaged in distributing your transcendental message all over the world are first-class charitable persons. This was confirmed by Rupa Goswami also, when he addressed Lord Chaitanya as the most munificent incarnation, because Lord Chaitanya distributed the words of Krishna and love of Krishna free of charge all over the world. Dear Krishna, you are very cunning. You can imagine how much we are distressed simply by remembering your cunning smile, your pleasing glance, your walking among us in the forest of Vrindavan, and your auspicious meditations. Your talks with us in lonely places were certainly heartwarming. Now, we are all aggrieved to remember your behavior. Please save us. Oh, dear Krishna, certainly you know how much we are saddened when you go out of Vrindavan village to tend the cows in the forest. How we are afflicted simply by thinking that your soft lotus feet are being pricked by the dry grass and the tiny stones in the forest. We are so attached to you that we always think simply of your lotus feet. O Krishna, when you return from the pasturing ground with the animals, we see your face covered by your curly hair and dusted by the hoof dust of the cows. We see your mildly smiling face, and thus our desire to enjoy you increases. Oh, dear Krishna, you are the supreme lover, and you always give shelter to the surrendered souls. You fulfill everyone's desire. Your lotus feet are even worshipped by Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe. to whomever worships your lotus feet. You, without a doubt, always bestow your benedictions. So kindly be pleased with us and keep your lotus feet upon our breast and thus relieve our present distress. Dear Krishna, we are seeking your kisses, which you offer even to your flute. The vibration of your flute enchants the whole world and our hearts also. Kindly, therefore, return and kiss us with your mouth of nectar.
Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.